talking to you on the radio, at home, or in the car. This is the Ryan Doyle Show.
I promise you we will get to that story of abandonment down south in just a second. But we were having a conversation about Mark Emery, the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot, who will be extradited to the United States sometime in the next couple days, I would imagine, in regards to his charges and the allegations that he sold marijuana seeds over the internet from Vancouver to residents of the United States. And as to what I mentioned before, we just took a break there before the 9 o'clock news, he was originally supposed to be spending this time in a Canadian institution. And the difference there is that he would have faced an easier sentence, or at least at the end of it, he would have, you know, been on some sort of probation and been let out. Whereas in the United States, it's a pretty hard and fast rule where you're going to serve 5 years if you're lucky, and that was all part of the plea, but if you're lucky, you're going to serve 5 years. Had it gone to a trial, you would probably be looking at something in the realm of 50 years. But I think you do, if you are going to confess to the crime and you're going to say, yeah, I'm guilty of doing this, then be willing to face the time. But we were talking to Paul McKeever, who is the leader of the Freedom Party, just before the news. And I wanted to give you a chance to address this specific issue, Paul, and I appreciate you hanging in there for me.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. Just a point of clarification. He isn't actually self-named. That was CNN that gave him the name Prince of Pot back in 97.
Well, CBC is saying he's the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot, but we'll let the media organizations battle it out over there.
Sure, sure. You know, I was just, as I was saying before, the thing about Mark is, I mean, he's a deeply philosophical guy who, in the 80s, discovered Ayn Rand, really. And he went on with, he and Robert Metz co-founded Freedom Party of Ontario, and they were involved in individual freedom. The 1991 Pan Am Games, there was a group there in London that wanted them held there, and Mark and Freedom Party together managed to prevent the spending of $100 million.
Yeah, Paul, I'm familiar with all the things Mark's done in the past, and I'm not saying I disagree with him on every single issue, but let's talk about this case in particular.
Well, I'll tell you about why he's doing what he's doing and why you see him with a pipe in his mouth all the time. Back in 1990, he decided that you would never change anyone's philosophy. That the only way you could, historically, it's ever happened, that you've gotten more freedom, is when the public got emotionally connected. And so he decided to sort of take an in-your-face approach. Rather than appealing to the mind, he appealed to the heart. He said, I'm going to make myself, I'm going to let the government bully me and let everyone show, see the government bully me and see what can happen to you. If you simply peacefully, take something into your body. Now, he was actually against consuming marijuana, but he did it on principle because there were so many millions of people that were being criminalized and sent to prison. He figured it was the biggest possible and most obvious violation of liberty to use as an example of that a person should own their own body and decide what goes in their body.
But we're talking about charges that are much more serious than that and go further from him doing something to his own body and involving the bodies of other people.
Well, his philosophy was this, his strategy was this. He knew that it was costing millions and billions of dollars for the DEA to sort of go in and burn down, these grasses, et cetera. So what he said was, look, if I sell seeds and these things get distributed across the USA, there will be so many places growing marijuana, they can't possibly do it.
But that's breaking the law.
Not only is it breaking the law, it's an outright attempt to defeat the government's attempt to their war on drugs.
Of course.
Right, and so...
And the United States takes that very seriously, and so they should.
Well, I think they should take it seriously. I think American citizens take it seriously and say, look at what the government's doing to my freedom and my liberty.
But all of that aside, if you break that law, and if that's the philosophy you're using to break that law, 5 years isn't really all that much. And I mean, people, and you know it as well as I do, people, if they're going to fight for freedoms, there's going to be punishments involved with those freedoms as well. It's not just going to be a golden path to freedom. It's sometimes difficult, right?
Oh, that's right. And you won't hear Mark complaining about it. In fact, he's been planning to go. He's been saying, this is what they're going to do to me. And he's been quite willing to take the punishment. But he expects that people will look at this and sort of say, this is disgraceful. And I'm absolutely disgraceful. The reason that he's not spending 1 year here...
Why is it disgraceful, though? Why is it disgraceful that if you break another country's set of laws, that you're going to do some jail time? These are serious laws. The American government has every right to deal with it the way they want. What's the disgraceful part?
What's disgraceful is that anybody anywhere is going to prison because of marijuana. But the reason he's spending 5 years there is because the conservative government refused to accept the U.S. offer to allow him to stay in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually that the conservatives are wearing this right now, and it's open to the liberals, the NDP, or anyone else to say, you care about sovereignty when it's 4 miles under the Arctic Ocean, but when it's a Canadian who could have just served the time right here with the Americans' approval, you instead, out of malice, send them down to spend time.
Well, I think that the conservative government has every right, and I appreciate you taking the time to give us your side of it, Paul, and I appreciate you joining us tonight.
Sure.
But I'm going to say, first and foremost, the conservatives have every right to do what they want to make a point and make a statement here. And I think largely that's what they're doing in the Mark Emery case. And more power to them. Not every Canadian agrees with the idea of decriminalizing marijuana and making marijuana legal and making marijuana abundant. Not every Canadian believes that. And if you really feel serious enough about it, get it on a ballot, get it somewhere where the people can have some sort of referendum to it, and do it that way. The answer isn't to break another country's laws, though. Ryan, you're on the Ryan Doyle Show.
Oh, hi, Ryan. I just wanted to say that although I don't support marijuana use and don't engage in it myself, I think that still what's at stake here is a greater principle. But also I'd like to say, though, that you seem very hypocritical, having been a previous marijuana user yourself.
No, it's not hypocrisy at all, Brian. I've been very clear in this. I've said that I have used it in the past, yes. But I've always been pretty consistent to say that I do not believe it should be decriminalized. And I've also gone as far to say is if I had it on my possession, I should have been arrested and ticketed for it.
Well,
and I would be willing to take that ticket.
Well, the thing is, you had your chance to experiment, And now you're kind of like wanted other people to get punished for things that you did.
No, but this is not about experimenting. I never sold marijuana seeds in another country where I knew it could get me 50 years in jail. Never done that before. So it's not hypocritical to say that I'm still against that. Sean, you're on the Ryan Doyle Show.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
I just wanted to say that, first of all, I think the law... making it illegal is a stupid law in the first place. I mean, marijuana has less health effects on you than alcohol, and we sell alcohol in Canada. And if you think back in the 1920s, when they tried banning alcohol, you know, people started bootlegging and everything, and then that law changed. So,
We fought that war at the time because it was breaking the law, right? We fought bootleggers. We didn't just simply let them go.
Right, but we fought. But I mean, just because someone says it's the law, you know, I mean, think about it. Marijuana has been around on the planet for years, hundreds of years, and human beings have been using it for medicine. They've been using it for.
The answer to get the law changed, Sean, isn't to go breaking the law. That's not you lose credibility and you lose the ground to make the argument on.
You know what, Ryan? Sometimes you have to. If you know, look back in history on all the things that have been happened and people have changed laws and the revolts they've held. I mean, sometimes, I mean, we've been trying. The politicians have been trying to legalize marijuana for years, since the 70s and before that. So you know.
Yeah, but not all politicians and not all Canadians agree with this idea.
Well, I mean. You know, I mean, not all people think you should drink alcohol, but hundreds of people do.
Yeah,
I mean,
and when the majority outweighs the minority with that opinion, then that will become law as well again. I doubt that day will happen, but it could. David, you're on the Ryan Doyle Show. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, no, I'm calling from Ottawa. Listen, I have had two kids. I raised them all on my own. There were people driving down in Ottawa. You know, with their cars down in elementary schools, it's been going on. This guy is not a hero. He's the most pathetic piece of...
Well, I don't want you. Don't go there. No need for that. You know, I'm not asking you to attack the man's character. I'm talking more about whether or not we should be hailing him as a hero. If you don't think he's a hero, fair enough. No need to use language, though. Maxwell, you're on the Ryan Doyle Show.
Hey, Ryan, I normally don't agree with you, but I agree with you fully tonight. I mean, It's trafficking. It's drug trafficking. I don't know why everyone's calling in, attacking it from a different angle. You know, speaking about the merits or demerits of marijuana, it has nothing to do with that. He broke a law. It's clear. and he should go to jail.
Yeah, and he's accepted the time, and I will at least give him that credit. He's accepted the time. It's these other idiots that want to stand up and jump up and down and say, oh, well, he's a hero in this country, and he's on the same footing as somebody who got women the right to vote and that kind of thing. That's not
no,
the
that's
same
foolishness.
Thing.
I mean, basically, he's not ignorant of what the law is, and
no.
He broke it, and it's quite clear.
Yeah, it's all cut and dry to me. And you want to have the debate about legalizing marijuana, have it within the confines of government. Try to get something on a ballot, as I said. Fight for your rights the correct way, the legal way of doing things.